Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tuesday here at the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar, busy day today. Very, very busy.
Busy, busy day.
So many things to... Why is it always on the busy days that we get a phone call?
Always happens,
It happens every time.
When it rains, it pours.
Should we take it?
We have to.
Well, there's no rule that says we have to.
Well, I think we do.
All right, punch it up then over there. Hi, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Surprise, Rob.
Hey.
Surprise.
Whoa.
It's you know who. I know you love these calls. President of the United States on this end. I know, you know, you're my favorite podcast. You're spectacularly talented, and I know that some of you are a little confused politically, but the fact is I love calling your podcast, Rob. I love calling in. I love talking to all of you guys. I think you're a breath of fresh air, and I know you do silly things. You don't deal with the serious issues of the day. I just thought I'd take a break from the hubbub, all the artificial stories that are floating around.
Talk about
there.
A busy day.
A busy one.
Busy day. We're having a surprise birthday party for Barron that Melania swore me to secrecy on. And I just got to...
You shouldn't tell me... if it's a surprise party, why are you talking about it?
Well, we're getting One Direction. It's going to be
fantastic. You're revealing all the details. Secrets,
Fallout
man.
Fallout Boy is going to be the opening act. It's going to be spectacular.
No,
we're
going to
keep
secrets.
At Mar-a-Lago.
You don't want to reveal stuff like that.
Well, you know, look.
The gesture is sweet.
I've had a very, very busy morning.
Yes.
I was changing my Wi-Fi password this morning. They made me do it like every other day. And the one that I'm using now is kind of cute. I'm using the first three of my Social Security.
No. Don't.
What is wrong with you?
Don't do that. That's secret
stuff. You're not supposed to give
out. First of all, excuse me. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me. All right? I'm the President of the United States. If I want to share information, it's my prerogative, just like the Bobby Brown song. And by the way, Bobby Brown, good guy, successful guy, misinterpreted Bobby Brown, real talent.
Misunderstood.
Real talent there. You never thought, always thought he got a bad rap with the whole Whitney thing. Very, very frustrating. But I'm very excited to talk to you, and I'm going to be sending you a gift card from American Express.
Really?
Speaking of passwords, I had to change that password when I was getting into my American Express account. I used my father's first name.
Hold it. You don't
do it.
These are things you really want to play close to the vest, Mr. President.
I don't understand.
Well, I mean, this is secure information. These
of
passwords.
Course it's secure. I'm the President of the United States.
Well,
I won. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I won.
Actually.
Okay, I'm the President.
You don't
I understand.
Want to expose
we
yourself.
Won. We won the Electoral College. It was fabulous. We had the most votes of any Electoral College. It was a wonderful college, better college than I've ever spoken at. By the way, I spoke
it's
at
not
the
college. It's
over the
not that kind of college, you know. It's not like a place of higher learning.
Yeah, like Trump University.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I was, the thing is, I just need to get out of the White House periodically.
Sure.
I sneak out in disguise occasionally. The Secret Service drives them nuts.
Yeah.
I said, listen to me. Excuse me. I need a little fresh air. I have a fresh air outfit that I put on. Yes, I put a ski cap on. And I wear a giant mustache. It's like my mustache is, it's a ski cap with a Super Mario Brothers mustache. And I can go to my ATM. ATM.
Sure.
And I put Tiffany and Barron's birthday in, followed by
Hold
the
it.
One the
No, no, you
Stop.
Really, really don't want to reveal your ATM code. You don't want to do that.
Well, I change it periodically. That's what I do.
When's the last time you changed it?
1973. ATMs hadn't even been invented yet.
Really? But you still had access?
Yeah. Yes, I'm extremely tired. I haven't been getting much sleep. They're telling me to take Ambien, but I can't take Ambien. But I'm very, very happy about all the things we've done. I'm extremely busy, and here's the message I want to get to your listeners, okay?
Yes, please.
The fact is that I can't keep tabs on everything I say and do just because I've got people in my office that might be compromising me. Does that make sense to you?
It doesn't.
Does that make sense? The fact is, I'm busy. I'm very, very busy. We're doing big things, beautiful things, spectacular things. We're going to build lovely buildings. We're going to build wonderful... No, that's the other script.
Hold on, you got to stick on copy, man.
We are going to make America great again. Everything's going to be fantastic.
Excellent.
It's going to be great, Rob. Oscar, how are you?
Well, I'm concerned...
Give my best to your good friend, Tomo, will you please?
Mr. President.
Yes.
You know Todd Moore?
Todd Moore? Oh, secret backer. Thousands of dollars. Thousands and thousands of dollars. Swore me to secrecy, but he's a big donor.
Why did you reveal it then? Why would you reveal it?
A Russian oligarch.
I want you to love me. Because I want you all to love me. I want you all to love me.
I'm concerned with the idea that you, Mr. President, still have to go to the ATM.
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned? I keep tabs on my money. You know, previous administrations did not keep the tabs on the money. I've been a winner my whole life. And if I don't go to the ATM and see my balance and check my balance by pressing that button where it spews out the little card, and I say, wow, look at these billions. You know, I make extra careful to keep my hand over the card that comes out, the little thin paper that looks like a receipt. Well, it is a receipt.
It is a receipt, Mr. President.
Yes,
yeah.
I hide it. In my Mario disguise with my giant mustache.
You hide it in your mustache?
I very quietly said to myself, I have so much money. It's so fantastic. It's fantastic. But the technology will drive you batty.
Yeah.
It'll drive you crazy. You
bananas.
Let me tell you something. The technology will just absolutely drive you cuckoo. I can't manage it all. It's very, very difficult. Just the other day, I sent a picture of myself to Chancellor Merkel and Angela Merkel.
Oh, yes. Germany.
I sent her a picture, one of those pictures of little Donald. I was assured by several of my staff members said, if you send that picture, don't worry, it'll go away. It'll go away very, very quickly, and it's still up there, and I know she's going to use it against me, and it's driving me out of my mind. But, of course, then the world will know just how big I really am, if you get my drift.
But it hasn't disappeared yet?
It said it would stay up for a few seconds, and then it would go away. That's what they said.
You sent it on Snapchat?
No, I sent it on Instagram. Is that a mistake? Instagram is the one that vaporizes, isn't it?
No.
Well, one last question for you. I've got to go. I'm very busy. Big schedule. What's the one that gives you the magic beans?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay, so let Mr. Mitt, first question. What are you? Seriously. What are you? Are you a baseball that a child wished to become his only friend and then you're the result? Maybe? Was that your origin? Could be. Somebody like, you ever see that movie Big with Tom Hanks? Right? You seen that? Yes, he made a wish and it came true. I think a child might have made a wish and some Christmas magic got involved and then you were the result. Are you kind of like Frankenstein's monster? Are you the result of a science experiment that went just too far? Was somebody messing around? Exactly. Oh, maybe you were. Look at that. Terrifying, Mr. Met. I'm just noticing something. They give you, well, it's an enormous hat, but it's still not big enough for you, Mr. Met. You ever ask for a bigger hat? Yeah, one that fits, right? Must be uncomfortable. Because I'm imagining they have to glue that one on or staple it onto your head. Which is it, staple or glue? Either way, doesn't matter to you, as long as it stays. I now understand, Mr. Met, which is making me worried. Why are you so emotionally shallow that you require the affection of children? What's that all about? Ah, you see? Uh-oh. Yeah, we had a moment here. It's like a Barbara Walters thing now. I made Mr. Met cry. Oh, you better now? He got better. He wiped the tears away. You know what? I call baseball games, but you know what I'm enjoying more? Calling what you do. I'm really, yeah, you're pointing at me. Yeah, you got it. Yes, thumbs up. See, it's fun. Try it at home. Mr. Met, 00, Mr. Met. Give it up for him.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's Hank Azaria as Brockmeyer.
Interviewing the Met mascot.
We got through three or four of them. And then kind of.
You know what?
Away.
It stands better as like an isolated
the
vignette.
Fine. The clips are
right?
fine. The show.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I bailed a while back, but I do like the clips.
You ever wonder about the producers of those shows, you know, and really what they're thinking about? Man, somebody sure likes the butt on that show.
Yes.
Really, really likes the butt.
Yes.
What's it called?
I mean, it's Brockmeyer. Oh. It's on IFC.
Oh, it's down.
And it's fascinating. Anyway, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. I love Hank Azaria as a disgraced sportscaster. But
I love his voice.
The premise was there.
Yeah.
The premise was there, but then... Oh, dear. We could talk about it, but
you're right.
Watching it. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast. Excuse me, I got flustered there. And radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know.
In the know.
Like Brockmeyer. That southern kind of thing he's doing.
Try not it at home.
Not even sure what the dialogue is. And that's the way he talks throughout the whole show. We are on air on demand. I love Hank Azaria. I really do. Heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get your show all day, every day. You can reach us, especially tomorrow, at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And we are brought to you by our next door neighbors, Cornerstone.
Yay!
First Financial. They love this show so much they have chosen to advertise with us, and we are certainly grateful, as Brockmeyer would say. Anyway, if you are even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low, and inventory is low, so fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily, and at the best rate possible. Thanks to current rates, right now is a great time to buy. Oscar was saying just the other day, rates are at a super low, and it's time to go take advantage right now.
Money
right?
is cheap, people.
Time to do it.
Figure it out. Do
That's
it
right.
now.
Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they're also our office mates here at the TMOS studios. I bet they didn't expect Brockmeyer to be doing
check
the,
out the show.
Commercial for them. They, Oscar, you... It's certainly a lot of content. Is it Amanda Peet that's on
yes.
the show as
mm-hmm.
well? Anyway, getting back to Cornerstone First Financial, we love them. And click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Okay, I got to get it off my chest then.
Please
Brockmeyer.
Do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brockmeyer, Hank Azaria. Lots of people sent me this link to see the trailer for Brockmeyer.
The first episode they put online like right away, early before it aired.
He is doing a baseball game, Oscar. He's mm-hmm. calling a baseball game. He's a major league either TV or radio announcer, but I think he's a TV announcer.
I think so.
And he's calling the game, and in the middle of the game, he starts telling a story. Well, I went home to visit my wife, and imagine my surprise when I saw 10 naked guys, and she was wearing a strap-on. And he goes live on air and has this complete and utter meltdown
yes.
because he's caught his wife having sex with like five people in their home. And then that's the premise, that he's disgraced, and it all goes viral.
A disgraced,
and
beloved sports guy. Like if Vin Scully melted down.
Yeah, and he goes off to, you know, to somewhere where he's in exile, and then he comes back and he doesn't realize that he's a phenom and is hired by a minor league team not to do broadcast but to do PA announcing, and they don't tell him, and the premise just starts to slowly
from my
you know,
understanding
wear away.
It's based
and it's a lot of drugs and a lot of sex with a woman who he really shouldn't be having sex with,
yeah,
because she's I think too pretty for him, which always gets
I have
me
a hard
a
time
bit.
Buying that. Yeah,
kind of be like if they brought a camera into my bedroom. Okay, it's just not really something you want to see.
That math
it's really,
doesn't add up.
Yeah, it's not that you'd look at that and go, Jesus, how does she? You know, you would sit there and say to yourself, "That's just not quite
it's
right."
It's funny well, you when know, you talk
be
about
self-aware,
a guy.
That's my motto.
When you talk about a nationally. known beloved
hey,
broadcaster.
I can't talk about watching Hank Azaria bang. Is it Amanda Peet?
Amanda
is
Peet, the, yeah.
And how it makes me kind of go ee without like turning a mirror on myself, you know, and going, oh my God, at least Hank Azaria is in shape.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's the part you have a hard time suspending disbelief for.
So, but it just, and I logged like two or three episodes, and it
you
just,
did better than me.
It just, I couldn't, it was disturbing. It was just a lot of
I think it was based,
you know,
on like a Funny or Die short or something like that, where he was okay. The character. And you know what?
But it could have been, you know, listen, this is an example, and I never say this, because I respect the talent in Hollywood like you would not believe. The writers, look what happened when they had the writers' strike. These guys take a walk.
Yep.
And, you know, the people like Patton Oswalt that are brilliant, that do. I could go in and retool this because I'm a baseball fan, and I think you don't need to go so broad. You can completely make it believable and give plausible scenarios. Not the fact that, you know, he goes into this one horse town where you've got all the over actors that are sitting in the stands that they give cameos to. It's just too much, man. It's too much. And I like subtlety sometimes, especially in a great comedy. And
particularly when they want to go dark, like a dark sort of flavor.
What network?
And you can't go
on?
Over the top. IFC.
IFC.
Okay.
IFC.
Find it.
And you can't really be that blatant and over the top because dark comedy is subtle. And it's really, it does work. But I'm drawn to it because I love his voice as the character.
Let me give you an example. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
They go in, the premise of the first, when he comes back to the States, he's hired by this super hottie Amanda Peet, who owns the local minor league semi-pro team.
Right.
And, you know, they're 400-pound guys that are batting. It's just there's no credibility there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there wouldn't be a team.
You have so much solid, just you have your perspective on this show is perfect because you're an announcer. You've tried out to be an arena announcer,
a PA announcer.
So you know all of this.
And
you have a different. You know what it's supposed to look like. You know, how it works.
Semi-pro baseball.
Yes.
Semi-pro baseball is guys that you would see. Take the best athlete on your softball team, multiply it by 20,
right.
And that's a semi-pro player. Okay,
yeah.
So they're
guys
not
that are either about to go up,
right.
Or they've just stepped down,
or they're old. And
yeah.
You could have made it credible. You could have made it credible, and it still would have been funny. In fact, it would have been funnier.
I agree.
That's that. It would have been funnier if they did, but they make it so over the top, and they feralize it. They feralize it is what they do.
Yeah.
Because you can't get the...
They dumb it
down. When you mention Funny or Die, because they're afraid to not, I guess, not get the gag, and then making a PA announcer. And then it's just sex and drugs and rock and roll, which I have a, you know, I'm all for in the right circumstances, but this comedy falls flat. And I was bummed because I adore Hank Azaria, and I love the character.
I do too.
With his plaid sport coat, and it just was
and
like...
he nails
okay,
the voice.
Yeah, okay.
Have you seen the scenes or any of the episode that had Joe Buck in it?
Yeah.
And you know what?
That's actually the more credible stuff.
It is, and they did. He allowed himself to mock himself. That was good. Yeah.
That was okay, but just when you get him into that minor league baseball scenario where he's a PA announcer and he's calling the game because it's a novelty, I don't know. It rang hollow with me.
I'm with you.
Because I love baseball, it could be so much fun. It could be so much fun to put him in. Like the fact that the funniest premise is that he came back and it happened so many years ago that he completely lost the viral video reference. He didn't understand. Because that's the funny moment where he's looking at the computer where they're playing his meltdown in his press conference where he takes his shirt off and then he goes, take that down. That's got you. Make that go. He said, no, you don't understand.
It's there forever.
It never goes
away. I've got to take my shirt off because it smells like my wife.
So it was great at the beginning. And then like that. Yeah. And, you know, so Brockmire, check it out for yourself. See if you like
it. The interview with Mr. Met is great.
there are a lot of friends of mine that have texted me and seem to be enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to check it out today.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people that love when your father puts a picture up of a girl eating a banana.
That's
so
true.
I understand the way the world goes
now,
around.
Now, if you could get Brockmire eating a banana,
right,
then you've got something.
Be, you know, there are just some things that really, really intrigue other people that maybe make me go geez a little bit.
I'm with you.
Might be getting older. That's the way it is. So
more mature. You have wisdom.
I want to explain something before we move on.
Please
about
explain
the news of the day with this massive security breach that everybody's screaming about, both left and right. And there's a lot going on.
Not me.
I think I get it. I think this is how I feel about it. Yeah, not you, Todd.
Shannon tried to talk to me about
Todd
it.
Goes,
Shannon, are we going to change anything? She goes, no. And I said, let's move on.
Yeah, it's interesting that that's the way a lot of people are looking at it. That come from a certain perspective. A lot of people are saying that this, it's not a big deal.
I think it's a big deal. Don't get me wrong.
Let me make my point.
I going to do anything about it? No.
Well, you know, outside of doing your civic duty and voting, there's nothing much you can do. I've been involved in this game from the sidelines for so long. When your team screws up, you get pissed. It's like, and you roll your eyes and go, "Oh, come on, give me a break." And I would think that the other side, the other team, would probably be feeling that today more than any other time in the whole run. But at the same time, you get a lot of spin that's there's not as much as there has been on previous issues. I'm talking about the Trump situation. But it really right now is just, I think a lot of people feel bummed. I think there's there's a malaise around the country
from both sides. There's an extra ingredient you didn't mention, and I feel it is disbelief.
I don't have that.
I do.
I don't really have that.
I marvel that it's going on, but that begets
scary.
All the other emotions that you bring up. It's so true.
It's just sad. It's just sad. I want I think ultimately everybody wants. I like to think this. I think everybody wants some wins.
I think everybody wants
everything to go great. I think everybody wants life to be happy and not this complete unsettled daily game that we're playing. You know, whatever team you play for, I think everybody's a little bit hinky right now, and it's not a cool place to be. I'm on edge. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are on edge. You know, you can call it hysteria from the media. But I call it just a time where, I just want everything to get worked out, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, figure this crap out. Figure this stuff out, because it is a very, very strange situation. And if you dive deep, as people like to say, you can feel a little more ill at ease.
Well, these are the kind of times, Mike, where Brockmire makes it on major television networks.
With his Southern accent and his radio announcer. There he goes. So
yeah, there is a touch of the South. There's a touch of the South in his voice.
I feel like the world is going a little mad, and I am sad. And the one guy in all of this, you see the pictures, relentless pictures of, is it the Soviet foreign minister, the guy with the pretty, for a big guy, he's got a pretty decently tailored suit, and he's kind of the bald guy. He looks like he could be played by Javier Bardem in the movies. You know,
okay.
He's got a very oversized head, mm-hmm. and I just picture him sitting in an office somewhere, just going,
laughing like Jabba.
I mean, really, I feel like those two walked out of the Oval Office and they were laughing like they do at Albert Brooks when he buys the used car. It wasn't in Lost in America. It was in the one with Meryl Streep.
Defending your life.
And they look back at his life and he buys the used car. He says, thank you. And they're driving away and they go, So, who knows? Another day, another big news cycle. And if we don't mention it, we're ignoring it. And I won't do that. But let's move on, shall we?
Please.
The fact is that I am probably, as I said to Rob on the phone today, I might have mentioned it to you last night, Oscar, but I'm feeling a little scattered.
Scattered was the word you used.
I think the shows are showing that. What did you say? What?
You've been nervous, and you should be, about the surgery.
Sure.
Yeah, I am.
Since,
for some reason,
I would say it hit us and the show and our friendship 21 days ago.
Really?
No, it was in April.
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
It, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just a couple
you
of days
be.
Away. I'm off my meds.
Remember, this is all best of, Mike.
What meds are you off?
I take my blood thinning stuff. And,
okay, but no mood.
That sad egg.
No mood levelers.
No mood levelers. Ass.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, Mike. Because the magic thing about a mood leveler is it takes away the highs and the lows. Try it at home. I'm Brockmire.
Where would we be without those? Where would this show be if I didn't have my highs and my lows? You know what I mean? See, I do like the dialect. I wish the show was a hit.
Me
I wish
too.
It did better.
That's why you need to watch the stuff where it's not part of the show. They're just like the vignettes he does. Right. They're a lot more entertaining. What was
that's
that?
A long some kind drive. Of man. That's a big home run. Almost as big as my wife's. And then they cut him off.
What was that? Some kind of Christmas magic? Some kid just got involved.
I'm definitely feeling. My mind is racing.
Yes,
that's how that's
all your
how
ducks
I feel
in a row.
That.
Oh, you're ready.
Well, yeah.
Target weights. You're not going to get there and be like, look, we're not going to do this. Your blood pressure, all that stuff. How do they figure that out?
When they get nervous, when you've gone through the things I've gone through, they take care to give you some preoperative stuff. So the bottom line is Statins. I'm going in, I'm going to get this done. And, you know, it's the waiting game and I'm looking forward to just getting it behind me. And last night I turned a certain way in bed and it was kind of like the, and I said, and it really hasn't been hurting that much, but it did last night. And I reminded myself that I have become so accustomed to this discomfort. Because I'm not going to say pain because I don't feel it's pain.
Right.
I feel like it'll have moments where it's painful that I take it for granted. There's stuff that I don't do because I can't do it. And so,
you don't put yourself in the situation where you're going to feel it.
I don't feel like, talking about it every day, but I could. And the fact is, sometimes it hurts more than others. And there are certain things that, that hurt a lot. And I'm looking forward to having
8 weeks from today, Mike, you're going to be unstoppable. 8 weeks.
Rob. Thanks. 2 months. Thank you very much.
That's what you need. And you're going to be great. And it's, in every way and every day, you're going to be feeling better and better.
12 weeks.
14 weeks is all you need.
Stop it. Stop and behave yourself. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be A-okay. Everybody knows this. I have to talk about it. I really do. I have to just.
Well, tell people what you're having
chest.
Again, just in case they're joining the podcast.
I'm having a total hip replacement on my right side to match the total hip replacement I had on my left side. I got terrible hips.
Can you do this explanation like Brockmire?
Well, what happens is this. I think, really, if I look back, in my late 20s, my hips started bothering me. Then in my mid-30s, when I was skating with the Washington Capitals alumni, I had more hip pain than I'd ever had before. And then I used to play golf all the time and say, man, oh, man, I can't get that right groin stretched out enough. It always hurts. Well, it turns out that was not necessarily groin muscles. That was actually my old bone-on-bone hip situation because the cartilage down there is for dookie. That's right. I got dookie cartilage in my right hip. And my left hip. And so as I was waiting to have it done for my right hip, my left hip quit on me. Even worse than my right one. And so I got that one done first. And now I'm going to have the right one done and I'm going to be totally bionic. That's right. When they finish this surgery, I'm going to be able to squat down, do a deep squat, thrust my legs up, and actually jump on top of a tall building. Just like Superman. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be phantasmagorical. I'm looking forward to it. So no, that's
Superman.
What they're doing. If you'd like a grosser explanation,
yes.
It is the equivalent of an inner leg amputation followed by a prosthetic being put in. It's exactly what it is.
That is so
They're
cool.
They're sawing off the bone, and they are sawing off the little socket area and smoothing that out and putting an artificial...
This old house.
Mm-hmm.
A new I-beam.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila.
I'm getting the walls. They're taking out the old plaster walls, and they're putting up new, beautiful drywall.
Mike, that would be your skin. I would say that they're going to put a new I-beam in for support. Mm-hmm.
Yes. A new I-beam, yes. They're doing that.
And they're throwing out the radiators.
But the fact is that I've been walking a mile or 2 miles every day, including yesterday when I walked my mile. I was going to walk my 2 miles, but based on the weekend activities, Daddy only wanted to do a mile. Mama could have gone for five. Yeah, but Daddy only wanted to do one.
Brock
That's
Meyer.
It. With my $19 cheap headphones that I've got that make all the Led Zeppelin sounds sound like... Yes, sir, it's going to be a fantastic time. And I'll go into that room right before they put me under. And the doctor will come in and say, you are who again? Anyway, that's the way. Hi, how are you? I was weighing the idea.
Yes.
Perfect song, by the way.
Thank you.
I was weighing the idea of calling the doctor and reminding him who I was, but then I realized that would make me look like a nut.
That's life.
But no, I'm just going to get there, and I'm going to go, okay, you know I'm on the blood. And you know I only stopped 2 days ago. You know I got the, okay, you're me. Remember me, you know, big.
How does it make you feel? It always troubles me when they take out the magic marker and they write this side.
Yes, on your leg, this side. So which one are we doing today?
I hate
the
that.
The one on the right. Yeah, the one. You're removing my hand. You are taking away my hand. That's what you're doing.
Meanwhile,
today.
40 minutes into the procedure, he says, he's already got a fake hip on this side.
Oh,
what?
My goodness. Sew him up.
Look at that.
Sew him back
wrong
up.
Leg.
So,
flip
that
him over.
May be, that will probably be the last I speak of this.
Good.
Yeah, it's more fun to talk about other things, and we'll talk about that when we come back, including another song that I will unfortunately have to sing in the city of Washington when we come back. Oh, my God. Looked like it could be. Looked like maybe something was going to give. But au contraire, mon frère. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Big bird, and then I'd fly.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omericast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter. Thanks, Garrison. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com, simply the best, better than all the rest. With Stamps.com, I can mail any letter or any package just by using my computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. Do you hear what I'm saying? No more time-destroying, soul-crushing visits to the post office, especially that one on Sudley Road in Manassas.
The worst.
The post office from hell.
Yes.
Remember that one?
No parking. Ugh.
The worst.
Yeah, and then you went around the corner to the one in Old Town, and it was it was peaceful, but
charming.
It was still soul-crushing.
Of course.
Domestic or international, anything. Click, print, mail, and you're done. Easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We have used Stamps.com forever, and we will continue to use it because it's easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Good morning, DC sports fans. I'm sorry. Lulu.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen.
No.
It wasn't going to happen.
I really, in the first half, thought.
I mean, they looked great, but it.
John Wall, I thought, may have that game.
Game six did everything that a game seven win and a sweep by the Cavaliers would have undone. I think as a Wizards fan, you'd rather see them lose in game seven. The only reason I'm saying this is because you didn't want to see them get slaughtered by the Cavaliers.
Right. Yeah. The thing is, though,
there's only upside
thought,
here.
Yeah.
Look, the only I don't know a lot about the basketball game. I will tell you this. It's not my forte. But a good one, a game seven in any sport, is fun for me to watch.
Yeah, sure.
And I thought that really, at least before the first half, the outside shooting, the three-pointers that the Wizards were making.
Oh, Beal was on fire.
Well, they kept it tight. They kept it tight for a long time. And
did you log any time?
I did. I watched most of the second and third periods. I did.
I watched the entire game, Mike.
Well, that makes Oscar a better person, naturally. But
why would you walk away? Second and third period. It's not a hockey game.
Yeah. Why would you walk away during the hockey game?
There's the first half and the second half, so you would either watch the first, second, third, or fourth quarter.
Yeah, four quarters.
You watch the second and third period.
And four quarters make a dollar.
Did you watch it all?
I understand it all.
Are you lying to us?
No, I watched it.
But I'm just trying to zero in because of your inability.
First and second quarter would be the first half of the game.
That's right, but the second and third quarter would have been the middle of the game.
Yeah, okay.
But there's a halftime in the middle. Nobody talks about the sport this way. Nobody talks about, I watched the middle of the game.
You know what? For the sake of the show and for the sake of my friends who I love very much, I would like to lie right now and say, didn't see it.
No, but you did. You just didn't know how to express what you were watching.
Well, yeah, but they are, right. they are, shut up, Pony. There are four quarters, but they're also...
And it's two halves.
Right.
That's the end of the first half.
Right.
It's very similar to football.
It
in
is.
The way it's divvied up. Mm-hmm. You have a first, second, third, fourth quarter.
So you watch know? Halftime as well? Quarters.
No, I bailed on halftime and came back.
I watched a little of the intermission when they had, Shaq's cheeks, when someone was talking about how cute Shaq... By the way, I am not a basketball fan, not a huge... But I know, just looking at those guys, that is the finest table of analysts in any sport today.
Fun.
When you've got bookends of Shaq and Charles Barkley, that's just pure fun. I would watch that, and I should watch it more often, and I think I will as the playoffs go on.
Great
but,
chemistry.
They talk a lot between the second and third segments of game. There seems to be an extended step down.
It doesn't want to let it go.
Let's go through this.
Well, actually, Oscar, I was just making a joke. It's something you could try sometime.
Well, Rob might... Rob,
don't even go there.
Rob might be under a little bit of stress. Later on in the program, we're going to discuss. He had a little issue on the home front, which Rob calls it a problem at home. I call it a gift to the show. And we will be, addressing that shortly. But getting back to it. It once again, though, is the big tease, and my God, I am ready. I am ready for this town to just have, and I think that the only chance for the foreseeable future, just based on the way these teams play in the clutch, is they have to. The Nationals have to do something special.
That's true.
They're the team that has the talent. They seem to have the organizational structure that gives them a fighting chance year after year mm-hmm. after year.
Because right now, all we have is a beauty pageant winner.
Well, the Capitals are they just do it every year. On paper, they're the best team in the NHL,
sure.
and they still lose. And the Wizards, they're not the best
look,
team
the NBA,
on paper.
Look, the NBA Finals are going to be 1-2, 1-2, right? Right mm-hmm. now, it's playoffs are go. So you're going to have the best teams in the league going to the final. Yeah. The fact that the Wizards were even in it at this point were pretty huge. Now, yes, of course you want them to win. It's okay right. if they wanted them to the next round and you wanted John Wall to have that here in D.C., I would say this, that even with seven, they were down seven, like a minute 42 left in the game yesterday. I sat there and I was like, John Wall picked the worst time to go ice cold. Like, he just went ice cold. He couldn't make a basket,
absolutely.
Right?
At some point, I believe it may have been 8 or 9 misses in a row,
ugh.
Which
that
is just
being
unacceptable.
Said, yeah. There's nothing stopping the Celtics yesterday. Nothing. They were throwing threes from half court. I'm like, what is going in? Like, I felt like somebody made a deal with the devil. Some guy off the bench.
Second half, I was just writing lyrics, Another loser, make me feel sad. Another team that's playing so bad.
I just kept
what
I was
disappointment
like, video game.
For it was like Teddy Leonsis, because it's Lou, Lou, Lou. Lou, Lou, Lou. Lou, 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 Lou. Loser town. It is. It is known as Lou. And look, here's the great news, people. You have the Wizards, you have the Capitals, you have the Redskins, you have the Nationals. You have, do they still have DC United? Do they still play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mike.
You have opportunities.
New facility the on the way.
You will have opportunities that will present themselves. But for now, it's just more sadness on the heels of terrible sadness
I'm
before.
A loser.
It's very being a DC sports fan is really
it's sad.
Is really is that you just
I'm
have the state
happen to have it isolated.
That is, I wonder why that is. That is hey, let's welcome Mike McIntosh into the studio.
I'm a loser.
Oh, poor Mike.
Hey, Pony, did you ever get in touch with that lady by any chance?
Yeah, it worked
hey.
Out great.
I'm a loser.
Anywho.
Hey,
hold
on. Hey, Rob, how do you determine the four parts of a basketball game? Four periods, right?
Four
periods.
I'm a loser.
I figured your son would be really into it, right? He probably
was watching,
the game.
He was watching in his room. Yeah.
How did he do today?
Hey, Mike O'Mara, how do you enjoy the MGM Grand Casino?
I'm a loser.
Yeah. But that's it. When we come back on the program, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Spiewak will be speaking about a little difficulty with Robert III.
Oh,
that's his son, by the way. And something that happened. It was a school-related incident.
It was school-related, and there was a period of mystery and a period of great upset.
See, I was going to talk it up. I was really, that was such a perfect. Can you hit that again? And let's see if we can tight cue it like a real morning show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, right, here we go. Ready?
It's starting up. Right, here we go. Well, that's that. DC, loser town, very frustrating. Rob had a little incident with his kid, and you're going to talk about that coming up, isn't that right?
Yeah, we had a bad day at school yesterday, Mike.
Well, everything will work out for the best because, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It's loser town!
Much better.
Nice. AmeriCast brings you the biggest names and more broadcasting and the fans together in one place.
This is Goat from D.C.
I'm Lisa King from Lake Ridge, Virginia.
I'm Veronica from Seattle.
This is Zoolander from Washington, D.C.
Share your voice on an upcoming show. It's easy to be a part of the fun. Go to Facebook.com/AmeriCast or send a tweet to AmeriCast. Just like the mailbag, AmeriCast is... AmeriCast. Download it today on iTunes or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
I love the idea of people sending little voicemails and, you know, getting little, send a little MP3s
love
into
it.
Whoever they need. I don't know where it goes because he put them together. I don't even know the guy.
It is Goat from D.C.
Yeah, I like that. Send that along. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Amazon is more than a shopping website. It's become the way we do things. Everybody buys everything on Amazon. It's true. So remember this. If you buy something, say something. Tell a friend. Remind your family. Post it on social media. Carve it on a tree. Spread the word. This is so important. Listen up. When you visit Amazon, do it through our website or app and tell a friend. Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you but means the world to this show. Amazon is still the easiest and yet the most important way to support this broadcast. Remember, it costs you nothing. So when you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website and spread the word.
Mike, three cheers for Matt Finarelli, who bought something and said something. You know what he bought?
Oh, I'm glad you're doing this. This is awesome.
He bought that game that you played at your Kentucky Derby party, the Dice Horse game.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he was able to find it on Amazon.
Awesome.
Had it delivered next day, and he says anything that combined drinking and gambling, he's all in. So thank you, Matt Finarelli, for supporting the show.
It's horse racing, cards, and a dice game.
Yes.
In a board, you can eat.
You can't eat
fantastic.
It. Don't eat it.
Enjoy it. It's awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob was telling me this morning that had a little problem situation at the school. Is that
right? It was tough. Now, I will a quick addendum to it. Carrie called me this morning. She said, I saw the weirdest thing. I said, what? She said, I saw Robert getting on his school bus, but not at his school bus stop. And I said,
I thought she was going to say, I saw the sun low in the morning sky.
Is it always that low?
So she texted Robert and said, what happened? And, you know, he said, well, I told you my bus driver likes me, right? I said, and she said, yeah. A friend of his that's on his bus, Rohan, said, oh, my God, Robert just texted me. He missed the bus today. The bus driver dropped all the kids off at school, came back and got Robert. Came back and got him.
It's got that Spiewak charm.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
I'm sorry,
no.
Ben.
Oh,
that's just creeping me out a little bit. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know why. He drove the bus back to... never heard of that.
She.
Yeah. Oh, she.
Oh, yes.
She? Have you seen this bus driver?
No, but I have to imagine she probably looks like many bus drivers look. Would guess.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
She's got, well, we used to call it bus driver spread.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know
that
term.
Bus driver spread, big ass.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Ah, okay.
But that's
men
not
and
what
women
that's not what troubled us. That's not what troubled us yesterday.
No illicit
Mike.
Affair?
No, I don't think
I just,
so.
I have to get back to, she.
What a
the
sweet
friend,
woman.
The friend told the bus driver that he missed the bus, and she doubled back and grabbed him after she dropped the kids off.
Yes.
Well, what's he doing? He knows he's lost the bus. What's he just sitting there picking his nose at the bus stop? What's going on?
I have no idea. I will get the full story today, because what I got was via text from Robert through Carrie. So who knows?
Didn't you see your son yesterday?
I did see him yesterday, yes.
You didn't want to ask him. Hey,
no, this
man,
was this morning.
Oh, this morning it happened?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So, I mean, this is just hot on the tails of it happening. But
boy,
yesterday.
Might be like an award. Hold on a second. I know you want to move past
why this. Do you not want to talk about this more? This is amazing.
I'm just kind of curious because, I mean, you get
I'm curious too.
I mean, that's above and beyond, and the fact that there
so
would
cool.
there be communication between your son and the bus driver in order for my thought, the bus driver to realize that she could drop the kids off at school and come back and pick him up again?
My guess is, and again, I'm going through what Carrie genius. Told me, is that the bus driver probably had Rohan, who was on the bus, text Robert and say, wait here, I'll come back for you.
Yeah.
These
but
are again,
my GPS coordinates.
But Robert's only explanation
cool.
Is that
smart.
He said my bus driver likes me.
Wow, that's so, awesome.
It's that's smart. The, he's learning to game the system at an early age.
I don't
that's
know.
Terrific.
That
that's
terrific. Yes,
awesome. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Why was he late for the bus?
Oh, I'm sure he was doing something that just bad use of time. I don't know. He's an oversleeper.
Okay.
So, you know, kids miss the bus.
You're on your way before he heads
oh, my
the
God.
Bus,
I'm
right?
I'm on the road yeah. before he wakes up.
Is Mrs. Spiewak up
on,
in the house, like, getting
mortgage,
the kids ready?
Paid.
A lot of times.
I'm just trying to get a window. I'm just getting a window into the.
I think a lot of times the kids rise before Mrs. Spiewak. But most things do.
Okay. That's all I wanted
Rob.
To know.
Okay.
I just wanted to know about that. So they're on their own.
They're on their own.
This is why you're so put upon.
No, but you know what? Carrie does drive Julia to school because Julia has an extra class. She gets in for an early, I think they call it zero period, where she takes an extra credit. So there's no way to get, she can't bus to school because she won't get there in time for that. So Carrie does drive Julia
every
to school.
Day. Julia has to take her to, I mean, your mom has to take Julia to school? I mean, no. your wife, your
yeah,
mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody does.
Yeah.
yeah.
Damn.
So she is up then. Well, what's the story, Rob? Is she up with them or is she
no,
not?
No, no. She's.
Them?
Up, but they get up first, is
they
what
get
I'm
up
saying.
First.
Yeah, and then
and
Carrie.
Then, and then they leave the house, and then does Robert go to the bus stop?
Yeah, Robert is responsible for getting to the bus stop by himself.
Okay.
Can you lift your kids to school these days?
Like, take a lift?
Yeah, can you, like, if I have
put them on
a
lift?
Teenager, and I'm like, you know what? Soccer practice is just going to be a bear to get to. Get a lift. And I throw them in the back of the lift, and they move
Here's
on.
What's, you know what's wonderful is that, you know, as you as you begin to think, I'm sure, down the road about settling down.
Yeah.
You're already processing shortcuts
right.
For your parenting.
It's efficiency.
Which
I think- I got bills to pay, kid. I can't be stuck in traffic for 2 hours getting to soccer.
It is very efficient. It will really cut in time, cut the time in half it'll take to get him into juvie. It is just so efficient. Put him in a
would
lift.
Would you let Robert the Third do a lift thing?
No, but he did one once without asking, as you recall.
Oh, he went and got pizza.
That's right. He went and got pizza in a lift with another friend.
I think, you know, I think it'd be okay in,
yeah,
a, in an urban
I
situation.
Would
I would think that you'd have to be at least 16.
I see kids in the city get on buses.
Yeah, remember, we're talking about the six-year-old that rode the subway. You remember that?
Yeah,
you
know, of course.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I know I'm the exception to the rule because my parents simply just didn't care.
Right.
So, but I see students now in their little school uniforms get on these buses in,
right.
group, in little packs. Yeah, safety in numbers.
Well, you see,
yeah,
then
you're safety in numbers,
safety in numbers
yeah.
or something. But a bus did, is different than Lyft.
If
I think a Lyft is even safer because who knows who's on the bus?
If my little guy was going to do that, I would say if you travel with a friend, if you're mm-hmm. with some friends, that would be it. You know,
yeah,
but
you see, I think that you could have a larger pack on a bus, and I think two
yeah.
kids in a lift is not as safe as maybe 10 kids on a bus.
Yeah, less witnesses.
Well, Robert III, get to the school bus stop on time, and now you had another incident.
Well, yesterday, this is a whole different thing, and I'm on the way home from here. I'm on Route 66, and Carrie calls, which is never a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's never going to call and say, you know what? Great job today. Everything's
great
going good.
Show,
you
great
did,
news.
Yeah, streamed it live.
So,
yeah.
You
so
were on
funny.
The road at approximately what time?
This is about 11:30,
yeah.
I think.
So she calls you and says, good morning.
Do you know how to turn this alarm off? I'm not accustomed to waking.
That. You've been doing that riff for a long time, the Carrie Sleepy. So she calls you on your way home.
Yeah,
yes.
And she says, did you? And she's got a concerned tone to her voice. She says, have you heard from the school today? I said, what school? She says, Robert's school. I said, no. And I say, hold on. And I go and I check to see him, make sure I didn't miss any calls. Nothing. I said, no, no one called me. She said, well, I just got a message from Robert's gym teacher, and he said he also left a message at home, and I just got a text from Robert that said, Don't talk to anyone until I talk to you.
Whoa!
Oh, boy.
And now...
Trouble.
My stomach drops because I'm thinking this could be really bad. And I say, well, what happened? She says, I don't know. But the gym teacher said that Robert had... There was an incident at school today, and he twice used the word disgusting and once used the word inappropriate. And I said, well, has he been punished? And they said, no, they didn't punish him. And they said in the message that if you want to speak to him, that would be fine. But we're not going to punish him here at school. But again, what he did was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
And so I said.
So, oh. Wait, I'm confused. He didn't use the words to say. The
gym teacher used the word disgusting.
And what was the other word that the teacher used?
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate and disgusting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so
that's
Carrie and I
curiosity
are back and forth. She's,
this
I said,
is a big win.
I said, do you think he like
for the show?
Did he like whip it out? And I said, I don't even see him like mooning anybody. He's not that
mooning.
Not that kind of kid. And
was
I'm
it,
really
was
wondering.
It so much fun. Was it flatulence related?
I didn't know what it could be. I said it could be. Do you think he hocked a lunger on somebody in gym?
Did he slide into first and feel something burst?
Oh yeah. Swimming in the pool and you feel something cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sliding. That got me. You know what?
Sliding in the home and you feel some foam.
Yeah. So challenged with the English language, but the rhyming is just
he loves
so,
the couplets.
When you're
it's
a
so
kid.
Endearing. It's wonderful.
Perhaps it's how he learned the language.
Did you find out from him or did you find out from the teacher?
So I am right now back and forth with Carrie trying to determine what it was. And I say, Carrie, you got to call him and ask or text him and ask him what happened. Just say what happened and then we'll get in touch with the teacher. And she said, yeah, I guess you're right. And I've still got, you know, a 45, 50 minute drive ahead of me to sit and think about it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why do you have to tell your wife what she needs to do? Like, doesn't she want to find out for herself?
She's trying to compare notes on how to properly parent, Oscar.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But so you're waiting.
I mean, you're driving home from work. You're just
she's looping me in on it. She's
teacher.
Take action, lady.
So she texts Robert.
I'm not even through, just to be honest, and I'm not telling you because you're a wonderful parent. And
right.
You've kept your nuclear family together longer than I've ever kept a dog. And I think that's terrific. The fact is that I'm halfway through that text. I'm calling the gym teacher.
But
immediately, without even hesitation.
But Carrie, I said, at least text Robert and see what's up. And before you call the gym teacher, that's how I wanted to handle it.
Okay.
Right. And so I can't do it because I'm driving. And
I
am not
err on the side of distrusting my own family.
I would actually call the gym teacher and then call my son and say, hey, what happened at school today? And then see if he lies to me and then pounce.
Yeah, exactly. So you're armed with that if he starts to spin it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what we did. What we did is we texted him, or Carrie texted him, and I waited. About 15 minutes later, the phone rings again, and it's Carrie. And I answer, and she's stifling laughter. And I say, what's up? Can you please tell me what's going on? And she says, I am so glad. I said, are you laughing or crying? And she says, I'm laughing. I said, good.
Were you legitimately think she might be crying?
Well, yeah, because when someone calls you back after that and you don't get like an authoritative tone, you don't know what's going on. And it's not like she's the best communicator anyway.
I've been around that laugh of your wife, and I love that. It's kind of a sneaky kind
of
naughty laugh. I know how I've been around her when she does that. She did that. She's done that for me only probably two times.
Really?
Where I've laughed about it. Yes, they've both been about you. But so go ahead. So she's stifling laughter.
I said, first of all, is everything okay? She says, yeah, I suppose everything's okay. I said, was it something truly, truly disgusting? And she says, well, yeah, I guess. Today in gym, I said, okay. And again, if something disgusting is going to happen with a 14-year-old boy, it's going to be at gym class, right?
Okay, come on, you're killing me.
And so she said, they're running the mile today. And I said, okay. And she said, by the way, he knocked 2 minutes off his time. I said, don't care. Don't care. What happened? She says, well, the boys ran the mile first. I said, great. And she said, then the boys were sort of forced to wait while the girls ran the mile. I said, okay. And she said, while the boys were hanging out, Robert licked the pavement.
I said, what?
What?
I said, slow down. He's unattended.
This is completely
at the field.
Nothing in my brain that ever saw that one.
Me neither. And again, I'm still in the car. So I mean, I'm just taking information from all points.
Robert III, that little pavement licker.
So I said, do you want to, just for fun, Carrie, my wife of 20 plus years, father of a woman that I've fathered children with, could you please repeat that? She said, yep. They were waiting for the girls to run the mile, and it was all the boys together, and Robert licked the pavement, and it caused quite a disturbance.
And now, the first question that pops into my head.
Right.
Did he, God love the little guy, did he do it for comedic purposes?
He was trying to entertain.
Is he trying to entertain
the boys? That's what I was hoping. Yeah. And then she said, I've spoken to the gym teacher, and I've spoken to Robert, and here's what went down. The gym teacher said it's not really a punishable offense, but it was quite distracting, and I agree. It disrupted the class. Yeah. You don't lick the pavement. Don't do that. But then Robert said, yeah, Mom, I did it, but I want you to know this. I got $55 to do it because everyone chipped in to dare me to do it.
Yes! Yes!
That gets this. Ooh.
And I spoke to Carrie, and I said, so what do? We punish him? She says, how can I punish him? He made more money than I did today.
Yes.
Oh, my God. They got a little pool. I licked the pavement.
So he got down in a true, like totally ripped off from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. He gets down while the girls are running the mile, hands and knees, and licks the pavement at his middle school. And nets a cool 55 bones.
Did he show you the cash?
He did.
And my God.
And I said, Robert, you know, I won't say what you did was smart. I won't say what you did was clever. I think it's great that you earned over 50 bucks in school today, but here's what you need to be aware of. And I told him, I broke it down. Like you said, I said, this is leaning in the direction of being a class clown. And there is nothing wrong with that. I was the class clown. I craved attention, but you have to pick your spots. Don't do it in such a way that you're going to get the gym teacher pissed at you, because you're going to end up running laps. And I realized this was not a punishable offense.
I would assume the gym teacher probably only reacted to this because of the level of disruption.
Yes.
I can picture it. How many kids? You figure what? Each kid popping in $2 or something like that?
I bet you it was 11 kids at $5 each. Wow. That's my thought.
And they're all gathering around
to watch him lick the pavement.
There's a spectacle, and the teacher said, what's going on here?
What the hell's going on? And of course, it's millions of generations of gym teachers love this word. Spiewak! What are you doing, Spiewak?
Spiewak, what are you doing? Licking the pavement right here. Money's exchanging hands. It's
ka-ching,
like,
You're absolutely right. He's 14, right? But this is when...
One forgets what it's like to be 14.
Yeah, this is when you're also establishing your persona. Now, glass clown, not a big deal. Pavement licker, big deal.
Big deal. Know what? $55, also a big deal.
$55. I
buys a lot of fidget spinners.
I'm examining this from all different angles right now. I shake the little guy's hand when I see him. I'm sorry. He walked in.
Yeah, but don't kiss him on the mouth. It'll taste like dirt.
No, not at all. No, he probably just go in. I hope he rinsed his mouth out after that.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Yeah.
And I know you, too. When did you ask him how it tasted?
I never did.
What I would have done.
I'm wondering if it was a rubber track, one of those rubber tracks, or it was an actual asphalt track.
Asphalt.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It could have been worse. If you did it on an A320 flying to San Francisco or Los Angeles, that'd be kind of heebie-jeebie. That's cool. But that's what Listerine is for, and he got $55.
Anyway, so that's awesome. Never prouder. Remember, his sister is very smart.
Yes.
Robert's very strong.
Very strong. That's a... you can tell
Big
the, well, you probably, Big probably can't. You probably don't want to tell the little guy the reaction we all had, because that would encourage him to do a future.
Well, it's what Carrie said when she called me. She said, I'm really glad I didn't find out face to face. This is something I wanted to find out via text.
Because she would have laughed in the gym teacher's.
Of course. Yes. Yes.
Man, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But I'll tell you one thing about Robert III. He'd know that there were four quarters in a basketball game.
Yes, he would.
Yeah. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun.
While he's looking at the television.
While he's looking at the television.
Hey.
We'll be back with news you may not need right after this on Reporter.
My name is Joan Crawford, and it's time to play the feud. What? Wrong feud? Well, if you really want a feud, you can listen to Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak every day on the Mike O'Mara Show and a special sixth episode, an uncensored bonus show. And you can sign up today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Oh, what does their host Mike O'Mara do? Why, he busts their balls, of course. And you can listen on the TMOS app.
Joan Crawford sounds kind of like somebody from The Birdcage.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Sometimes the hardest part of running a successful business is finding great talent so that your success can continue. To hire the most qualified folks, you got to look in the right place. That's why you need the best, ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just a click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. ZipRecruiter, unlike other job sites, doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Yes.
In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. If you're looking to fill that position, think about that for just a second. You get a qualified candidate in 24 hours. If you're working HR, you're running a small business, you got to get the right person. You have to do it fast. Listen to that. No juggling emails or phone calls. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, try it for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
News.
Boo. NFL cornerback Antonio Cromartie may be a free agent right now, but if players were desired based on their fertility, every team in the league would be begging to sign him. Antonio's wife, Tarika, revealed on Instagram this week that she is expecting their sixth child.
Oh, God bless them.
And it will be Antonio's 14th kid overall.
Wow.
Man, I bet he pulls out all the stops. But here's the thing. It'll also be his third child since he had a vasectomy.
Whoa.
This is a fertile man. Tarika gave birth to twins last May who were conceived after he had the seeds removed from his grapes. And now there's this one who's reportedly due in 15 weeks. There are a few ways this can happen. When a man gets a vasectomy, he's supposed to keep using birth control for 3 months before doctors can confirm that he has a zero sperm count.
True.
Maybe Antonio never got that confirmation, although even with a zero count, there's still a 1 in 2,000 chance of pregnancy.
Mm.
How many kids? 14 children.
That's a lot, man. You know what? I hope he kept the receipt for that vasectomy, because he's probably
so
due at least
kids.
Some store credit.
But I tell you what he's doing after he's not on the field, that's for sure.
That's right.
The White House is definitely going to label this one fake news, and it may very well be. But Morning Joe hosts Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough claim that Kellyanne Conway actually hates President Trump. They didn't quite say it this way.
Okay.
On yesterday's show, Mika said, by the way, did you see them do a bit on Saturday Night Live on Mika and Joe? Is hysterical.
Great. Really well done.
Sexual tension between the two of them. It's so spot on. On yesterday's show, Mika said, quote, "This is a woman, by the way, who came on our show during the campaign and would shill for Trump in extensive fashion." Quote, "Then she would get off the air, the camera would be turned off, the microphone would be taken off, and she would say, 'Bleck, I need to take a shower,' because she disliked her candidate so much." She also said Kellyanne was just doing it for the money, and Joe added that she would say, quote, "This is just my summer vacation, my summer in Europe. I'm going to get through this." So, I don't know.
I think the whole saga of Kellyanne Conway
is the most fascinating
thing. We've all done things for money.
Yeah, and I think she probably needs a shower most of the time.
Sidewalks.
Touch her toes.
But I don't ever think when I'm watching her that she's anything but like a professional party person.
Of course.
I get that vibe. But also, and I think, can't you read between the lines during the entire campaign? She's good at like spinning, but she looks kind of put upon more often.
Yeah, I agree.
Not.
Yeah.
But, you know, will we ever know the answer? I doubt it. You never know. Carrie Underwood and Adam Lambert could join Katy Perry on American Idol.
Fabulous.
On the judges panel. Ryan Seacrest is reportedly close to a deal to return as host. God, golly gosh.
He needs to sign a contract to sleep because he's not going to have any time to do it.
None of this is official yet. Hopefully there will be a concrete detail when ABC announces its fall schedule later today. So I guess they're scrambling to get this lineup together.
Hey, Mike, it's the time when they do the upfronts.
Cheap to make those shows.
Yeah,
amazing.
Reality shows.
A new survey asked people if they eat certain normal foods in strange ways. I put this in here because I'm on this list multiple times. So,
are you a strange eater?
Well, I will get the ding for the ones that I do and the buzz for the ones I don't. Number one, 21% of people don't peel their string cheese. They just bite the entire thing. That's me.
I
bite into my string cheese. I don't eat a lot of string cheese, but I have a 3-year-old. So what say you two?
Hello? It takes too much time to peel it, and you don't get a big enough portion.
I peel it.
You peel it?
Yeah, no hurry.
14% eat ribs with a knife and fork. I've done both, but I eat ribs with a knife and fork.
Unless you're at a fancy restaurant, do what the cavemen did.
And you know what? A fancy restaurant, you're not going to get ribs.
So I would be the only knife and
fork. I don't
think so. I would be the only knife and forker?
Yeah.
Is that all right? But we're not in bed.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's right.
19% eat macaroni and cheese with a spoon. Anyone?
I'll eat it with whatever's available.
Yeah. Usually a fork.
Yeah. I prefer a fork, but if they're all dirty, you got to go with a spoon. Yeah.
That's right.
I eat mine with a cup. 18% eat pizza with a knife and fork. That I do not.
Well,
do.
That's the mentally unbalanced.
No, I've done that. If my parents get pizza at home, always knife and fork.
You know what? If it's
they'll
like
get
a,
mad at you,
yeah,
if
they
you
get mad otherwise. Okay. They think it's weird.
Yeah, but they're gonna be mad no
but
matter
at home,
what.
I'll eat with the old manos.
But also, what if it's like if it's like a thick Chicago style pizza, then sometimes you have to go to
regular pizza.
Yeah, deep yeah.
Think, you know,
yeah.
And the only time I would ever use a knife and fork is if there was a temperature issue.
Sure,
yeah, a little hot.
Yeah, 7% eat the pizza crust first. Anyone?
I think those 7 people are lying. I don't believe anyone would do that.
Unless it's cheesy crust, then
cheesy crust.
Stuffed crust.
5% don't break apart Kit Kat bars and just take bites of the entire thing.
Oh, heathens.
What's the point?
Those are freaks.
You got to break them up.
I don't break them up. I can eat the Kit Kat just without, if I'm really hungry.
Get in my belly.
You mean the one that's like 4 bars?
Yeah, the 4 guys.
Mm. It's like 4.
How do you fit that in your
quarters? It's 4 bars the size of Manhattan. Yes,
it's
huge.
It's like 4 quarter Kit Kat bars.
It can unbalance the earth when we're doing that. By the way, remind me tomorrow. We got to get to him again.
Oh,
yes. We never got to the update as far as what's going on with Pony Boy and the love life.
That's
we don't
true.
Know what's going on. Something to look forward to.
Shexpert.
5%.
Snurpchert.
Shirkchert. We're going to do Shirkchert. 5% eat canned ravioli straight out of the can cold.
Of course.
I don't do it every time, but I have. I've eaten plenty of Chef Boyardee out of the can.
If you're desperate enough to eat Chef Boyardee ravioli, you're not going to take the time to warm it.
Good point.
Never out of the can. Never.
There are so many foods that I would put behind like cold Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs or ravioli. It's a go-to. I don't mind that. And 1% of people eat their cereal with milk and ice cubes. I've never done that.
Gross.
Milk and ice cubes.
No.
Horrible.
No.
Have you ever used any other liquid on cereal? I have.
No. What are you? No. Orange juice?
Probably like Diet Coke.
What?
On cereal?
What?
Just because I wanted the cereal to be moist.
Were you hammered?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Okay.
What
have
you used, Dan?
I don't eat cereal with milk. I usually just have it dry.
He's a fun guy, this one.
Thank you very much. That was enlightening. And now there are, by the way, speaking of food, we have 3 new flavors. I try not to do this because the food companies do this now to get,
Big Food
on radio. Big Food does this every week. But there are 3 new flavors of Pop-Tarts that are trying to kill you. They are filled with Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, no.
Big Sugar rearing its ugly head. 3 different types, watermelon, cherry, and green apple Pop-Tarts. They'll be hitting stores later this month. I would say perhaps a taste test.
We have to.
You know, Mike, I'd like to actually, if possible, speak to him tomorrow if he's available.
Who's that?
The Jolly Rancher.
Have we had the Jolly Rancher?
No, but I kind of know what he might sound like.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking maybe between Clay Aiken and Bane.
Yes!
All right, and now
great minds.
A little something. A 27-year-old guy named Eric Vila Arriaga. from Pasco, Washington, was pulled over last Thursday, and the cops spotted some cocaine in the center console. Eric knew he was screwed, so he tried to make a deal. He asked the cop if he could just kind of forget about the coke in exchange for a trip to Taco Bell.
Seems reasonable.
Believe it or not, the cop turned him down and arrested him for cocaine possession. Charges for the attempted bribe could be coming. Eric did all this because he was soft in the head, but crispy on the outside.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. I actually labored over that one, and then was kind of like, oh, there it is. It's that one. Nice. Crispy on the outside. We'll take a break and come back with the audio of Alden Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Bara Show.
A telephone is not a toy, but a useful and valuable tool.
Hey, Team West listeners. Dan O'Brien here to say that tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. The Mike O'Mara Show takes your calls starting at 9 a.m. We want to hear whatever you have to say. If you want to tell a story to your favorite podcast, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have a question for all the guys in the studio, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, go see a doctor. Then call in on Wide Open Wednesday. Dial 888-920-MORE for all your non-medical questions and an opportunity to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Wide Open Wednesday.
There you go, O'Brien. Nice job, O'Brien.
O'Brien?
Nice job, you, O'Brien. You know he's in the studio today, O'Brien. Yeah. Yeah. O'Brien, nice job, O'Brien.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome. You're welcome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS app. If you haven't downloaded the updated TMOS app, Oscar, how great is this app designed by the one and only Todd Moore?
Yay, he's Todd. Done
an incredible job.
Woo! Nice work.
And all I gave him last night was question marks, but I never question his app skills. He's fantastic.
Mike, it's more about the 24/7 streaming, unlocking the capabilities of your smartphone.
Yes.
Remember the good old days when we were on WJFK?
Yeah.
If you hearken for those.
Rob, stop it.
Then listen to the live stream. It's right there on your smartphone. Update it or download it today. That's a TMOS app.
Tomorrow we will be doing the Wide Open Wednesday program, and you can call right from the app.
Yeah,
so cool.
If you're heading into work, please give us a call at 888-920-MORE. There's a button right on the app where you can call in, and we get most of our phone calls now from the app. So tomorrow would be a great day to try your brand new updated TMOS app on your smart device.
Do it.
We would love to hear from you. So TMOS Live, always there, always on, always available on the TMOS app. Quit fooling around and update yours today. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, May 16th, 2017, 2 days before show.
Mike, is there anyone better on earth than Vladimir Putin? He's great, isn't he?
I saw that. Handsome. I just saw him playing piano.
That's what I'm going to do.
So great.
I saw that. Is that what you did?
Yes, he was in Beijing waiting to see the Chinese president. So he's in one of those, you know, beautifully appointed rooms, and one of the things in the room is a piano. The worst sounding piano on earth. This is really like a piano from a high school gym.
He looks like, you know, you see him playing hockey, you yeah. see him playing the piano. He looks like he may be having a pretty good time right now.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't play piano well, and he certainly doesn't play this piano well. And all I can picture is that he's trying to sound out one of the songs from Tetris.
They sell these high-end pianos I've seen on television that play themselves.
Yes.
Like he should have had his advance team come in and swap
Wouldn't
those out.
Wouldn't that be
out.
Something?
Yes.
If he sat down and all of a sudden Rachmaninoff started.
What if he was sitting there, you know, I mean, it is the Soviet Union still, in my opinion, right? And he's going, ding, 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 ding.
Oh, like in the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
You will be thrilled to know my little guy is on a kick, a cartoon kick. You know what show he loves now?
What?
Tom and Jerry.
Oh,
like great cartoons.
Just like that. I love that.
Love that. That's awesome. Mike, did you know if you lived in Nashville, Music City, USA, it's legal to have a sex club?
You like have legal? To be a regular sex club. Where
it
you
is legal
visit?
To have a Nashville swingers club. You have to be an industrial section, has to be zoned for it, and you have to be more than 1,000 feet away from a church or a school. But you can do
That's
it.
That's why I told Marcus Serta that you know he should go. He should syndicate. He should actually franchise.
So, It's $40 to get in. That's the average price for a Nashville swingers club. But
when
what they did.
When you're pouring your whiskey over rocks, make sure your sex club is open to the public.
If you have a $50 bill, you'll get $10 back. Certified.
That's right, baby.
So what they did is they sort of manipulated the law, and they had a Nashville swingers club zoned and disguised as a church.
Wow.
So when you went into this Nashville sex club, I think the way they were sort of able to finesse it is because essentially sex clubs are legal,
mm-hmm.
but it's not legal to have one in a church. So they busted it up.
I was shocked, quite frankly. I was shocked. Maybe I'm naive. I did not expect it to be as graphic as it was. They witnessed sex acts. Yes. And other acts that indicated that the property was not being used as a church.
Sausages.
What did the inspectors find in the choir room?
Choir room.
They found people engaging in sex.
And to choose to do that close to our school campus, close to a couple of churches, it's infuriating.
What I like best is that in one of the sex rooms in the church,
yeah, thank there was that over there, sausages.
There were chairs with armrests and footrests, so oh, you could wow. really get comfortable while wow. you watch. Yeah,
sex club. Sex yeah. club.
$40 to get in. Mm-hmm. Here's a gentleman that found himself next to a, would you call it a flock of turkeys?
A flock of turkeys.
Yeah, a whole bunch of turkeys, and he starts gobbling
no,
at
it's
them.
It's a spit. A spit.
Is it a spit of turkeys?
Oh, I don't know.
I think let's
a
go
gaggle?
With that. No, that would be geese.
Oh.
It's a murder of crows.
Close enough. Yeah.
I don't, but anyway,
a
so it's
a flock of turkeys.
It's a bunch of turkeys, and he's gobbling at them. They seem to reply. He's having a hell of a time.
Who wouldn't?
I know. What is it as human beings that we feel the need to imitate animals at them?
The funniest.
I love it.
The funniest cartoon ever in the history of the Far Side. I had
oh,
it for
yes,
years.
I remember.
I had it.
It
for years. It's the car driving by, and there are a bunch of people out in a field, and the car is full of cows, and they're leaning out the window going, yak, 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 yak. It's the greatest Far Side cartoon ever written. Yeah. It was fantastic.
But it's like it's in our DNA. We yell at animals in yeah. the way we imitate them. I just don't get it.
There are wild turkey where I live
delicious.
Up in Maine, and I will tell you that I, at some point, the most we counted one day were 12. There were 12 of them, and they were under, like, in a little apple grove driving by late in the season, like maybe in September. And, you know, if I'd known I could get that, I would have stopped and hit the record. I'll try to get that. I'll
this
try to
time,
get that
next
for
time for sure. Have you ever shot and killed and eaten one? Wild turkeys?
Nope.
They're good.
Nope.
Mm. They really do taste good. Not as much meat as a butterball, but it's really tasty.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were tough or gamey. That's what I heard about.
No, no. Carrie's sister's boyfriend used to be a hunter, and he would occasionally get one. They were great.
You know, just buy one. Borrow the money from your son.
The funny thing is, Mike, he didn't want to eat it. He just wanted to lick it.
Lick the turkey, Robert.
I wonder how long this tape will last before you blow it up, he said knowingly. Will and Grace is, of course, coming back to NBC because I really, really need to watch a show that I didn't watch the first time.
I
was
liked on. Will and Grace as a younger man. You guys hated it?
I hated yeah. it. But here yeah. is the...
Did you really give it a shot, or did you hate it because everyone loved it?
Will and Grace, you know, I never logged any real time.
Deborah Messing.
I never thought Deborah Messing was that hot. You thought Deborah Messing was hot.
As
right?
a younger man, yes.
Mm.
She's held up well.
She put the
she's
mess.
She's very well. Yeah. She's just yeah. not my cup of tea, that's Got all.
It. Here's their revival trailer from NBC.com, and it's just...
Laugh track? Big laugh track?
Mike, as witty as ever.
What's going on with Pearl Bailey over there?
She's afraid to do the show again.
What show?
What if we've lost? What if something fundamental has changed?
I really think you're gonna like the unit. And the apartment's not bad either.
Nobody's changed. What is this? I'm showing this gentleman my apartment.
It's like the worst
that
use
I'm
of
renting
a laugh track
on
I've ever heard. They're
yeah.
just kind of
your
rolling
apartment?
It.
Yeah, it's just like an ongoing subtle laugh.
Boy on boy. Do me a
okay.
favor. Take
all
off
right.
your clothes
right.
and sit.
All right, so that's coming up, and that's really exciting,
I'm alone
isn't it?
On an island.
You know what I'd rather watch on Channel 4?
That's funny.
30 minutes of that. And Mike, I know you are distracted because you have your operation coming up. You're probably not keeping up with the ins and outs of education in Florida. So when a story breaks, I bring it to you. We close with this.
Parents at a Florida school are reportedly outraged after a video surfaced of students in a classroom twerking and giving lap dances, or as it's called in Florida, Career Day.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
I love that. That's awesome. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the 24/7 live TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to the father of the pavement licker, Rob with two B's.
He's a good boy.
MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Brockmire.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.